Malcolm Wilson, the company M Sport, managing position is managing director.
And
I think what you're asking is that, you know, what is the technology transfer between the production car and the rally car? Well, of course, we work very, very closely with the Ford engineers on the production car, and we try to incorporate certain aspects into the road car, which we can then feel we can get a benefit from on the rally car. So there's a big transfer of technology between M Sport and Ford. And of course now a lot of the big things are looking at, you know, because now performance, environmental issues, a big thing is weight. So there's a lot of sort of technology transfer in materials and also how to look at making the lightest possible components, because that is fuel economy. So there's a big emphasis of working together with Ford on looking at aspects how we can save weight, which again is, as I say, is performance. And then there's many other things on electronics and speed of action of various types of, you know, to put down the time for functions. So there's a lot of things, but nothing specific. But of course we're working very closely with Ford.
A sport car.
From the very first time we started on this car, then it's basically 9 months from starting the design to running the rally car.
9 months only?
Only 9 months.
It's so quick.
So quick, yeah.
He's here.
Well, of course, the good thing now is, of course, the technical regulations are very well governed by the FIA. So we have a very clear sense. So it's very, very difficult to gain a big advantage. As you can see, a lot of the cars are very, very evenly matched. So it's a case of really looking at... I think we obviously have a lot of knowledge from our World Rally Car, so it's probably easier for us because we've been involved at the highest level for a number of years. But and as I say, with the technical regulations being very well controlled by the FIA, so it's a case of basically optimizing the setup to give you the best possible setup for the different conditions, and of course the durability, so the reliability of the car is very, very important, because this car is really built for the private teams and the private clients. So you also have to build a fast car, but also you have to build a reliable car. So this weekend has been fantastic at the moment, because obviously we've won Monte Carlo on the debut event, and at the moment we're actually lying first and second in Qatar, which is probably one of the most roughest rallies in around the world at the moment. So at the moment it's looking very good that we've come to a very fast, smooth event and won, and it looks like we're going to hopefully win in Qatar as well.
And how you feel Skoda? No, because that was an unknown name a few years ago, and now they win, and it is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, they have a tremendous heritage in motorsport in any case, so you know, they've certainly got stronger, and I think they're going to be a really big threat for the IRC championship. We would certainly like to see them back in the world championship, to be honest.
Good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.